Charles Crouchman, the Chief Technology Officer for Opala Software. Charles, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Can you describe the types of problems that an enterprise customer would have that would drive them to use Opala Software?
Well, really, there's a large number of classes of problems, but you can give a common denominator in this. Companies have their infrastructure over time in a heterogeneous fashion, so they've got any number of solutions inside of their infrastructure to manage it. So you may have technology from any of the big four system vendors, as well as technology from any number of vendors. And what this has led to is an integration challenge inside of IT operations and an automation challenge inside of IT operations. So what ends up happening is you've got these disparate systems that do not integrate with each other, and that introduces a whole lot of inefficiency into the management of your operational systems. So the sorts of challenges could be any sort of challenge. It could be trying to understand how to best remediate issues that come in, alerts that might come in from your alert management system. How do I take an automated approach to remediating those things? How do I do closed loop automation with issues that might be coming in from my help desk when all of the systems that are involved in this process I've purchased from different vendors? So any of those sorts of classes of problems would lead you to a technology, a runbook automation technology like that offered by Opalis that says, not only can I integrate with all of these disparate systems, but I can use a policy-based, a workflow-based automation technology to bring them together in an automated fashion.
Well, one of the areas that we discussed in our IT process automation product review but did not test was scalability. Can you share some examples of how enterprise customers are using Opalis today?
Right. So we've got a large number of enterprise customers in production using our technology in significant ways today. We've got financial services companies that are using the product to manage their virtual systems environments. We've got retail customers who are managing thousands of servers and hundreds of automation policies with our product across all of their retail chains. So, for example, we've got telecommunication companies who are managing, again, large volumes of servers and large numbers of automation policies with our software.
Can you describe in detail for us the Opalis message bus that facilitates communication between the applications?
It's probably more appropriate to call it a data bus rather than a message bus.
Okay.
So what it is it's not a message bus that does communications between tiers of the architecture. It's a data bus, and what it does, it's unique to Opalis technology in this marketplace, and it's an extremely powerful piece of technology. Because a core component of this technology is integrating disparate systems, taking output from your event system and passing it through your problem management system and then potentially using that information to do trouble ticketing, there's a lot of data flowing through this system. And instead of using really a brute force approach of scripting and symbolic variables to handle the passing of data between these systems, we have a data bus that can actually take information from one system, pass it, even transform it through to another system, and all the user has to do is essentially indicate the source field from the first system, the target field, and the destination system, and everything else is automatic. Without this data bus, the user would be forced to understand how to get the data out of the source system, how to put it into the target system, but also do a bunch of scripting and symbolic variable work to facilitate the transfer of that. So it really speaks to Opalis' time to value, this data bus. It allows customers to very easily get information out of one system and into another system without a whole lot of scripting or custom coding.
How would Opalis be architected in an environment where high availability is mission critical, for example, for an organization that had multiple data centers with failover capabilities?
Right. So this speaks to both the ability to scale horizontally as well as the ability to provide high availability with failover. So in our case, have a central repository, a central database that's the source of truth for our system. It contains both the storing of the policies as well as operational data, and our server component will actually allow you to cluster around this database, so you can have multiple instances of server executing clustered around that single operational database. And what that means then is that if any one of those first of all, because we're clustered around the database, we can scale horizontally. If you need more capacity, you simply add another server. Second, because of the clustered approach, should any one of those servers fail, the work will simply be picked up by another element in the cluster.
And has Opalis performed any internal performance testing regarding the maximum number of processes, for example, that could be executed simultaneously for a customer?
Sure, we absolutely have. We've done it both in our environment as well as in customer environments, and we're very comfortable, particularly because of the horizontal scalability of the solution, that we can meet the needs of any enterprise customer. Now, performance and scalability testing and benchmarking is a very complex science, so the number of policies executing is a function of, because this is a complex composite transaction system, any given transaction in our system consists of many, many elements of a workflow talking to many, many back-end systems. So there's a difference between a simple policy that that has two elements and a complex policy that has many, many elements. But what we found is, under all usage scenarios, both in our lab as well as in external customer environments, the product scales with the hardware, and that's an important element of enterprise architecture. And we can scale out horizontally, so the scalability of the system is essentially tied to the number of servers that you dedicate to it.
And speaking of those back office applications, are there any typical types of applications or typical types of processes that those enterprise customers are automating using Opalis software?
Well, there's actually a very wide range. There are a couple of pretty consistent use cases that we see in the marketplace, items like server provisioning or user onboarding or ticket enrichment, these sorts of consistent use cases. But the interesting thing about this market, because it's emerging, is that what we provide is a platform for automation, and we provide a number of out-of-the-box solutions to our customers. But we continue to go to customers and be surprised by the additional ways that they can apply our very flexible technology, our platform, to solve problems that are unique to them.
With regard to your product roadmap, what features and capabilities are planned for the next 18 to 24 months?
Well, we continue to evolve the product in a number of different ways. So from an architecture perspective, we've just announced availability of a Linux-based version of our solution for the first half of next year. That's a really great announcement for us. In addition to that, we continue to add additional integrations. So if you can think of the universe of things that we need to integrate to, we provide, I know the deepest integration capabilities of any product in this marketplace. We put real development and real intellectual property into our integrations, as opposed to, on-site customized integrations. These things work out of the box, and they're extremely deep. But we're very proud of our integrations. We have a large number of integrations out of the box, and an even larger number of integrations that are capable of being developed and have been developed with our product because of the flexible architecture. But we're also working on always, all the time, additional out-of-the-box deep integrations to provide our customers with value. So there are a lot of additional integrations in the roadmap as well. And then the third angle, the third leg, if you will, of the product roadmap is continuing to develop packaged solutions for our customers. So developing both product integrations as well as packaged policies that allow our customers to implement the software very quickly and get time to value very quickly. So, for example, virtual server provisioning is an example of an out-of-the-box solution. solution that our customers can implement, both with out-of-the-box integrations, out-of-the-box policies.
The final question, do you have any thoughts or opinions on the announcement of BMC's acquisition of RealOps today, how that will affect the runbook automation and IT process automation market?
Right, sure. Yeah, we've seen actually very significant increase in activity in our market in recent months. And this acquisition really validates the runbook automation market. This is the first entrance from one of the big four. Now, it's important to note that EMC essentially has taken an independent out of the market in the same way that Opsware did. We're not clear why EMC would have taken RealOps out of the market. We've found that their technology is overly complex, and we have yet to lose to them in a head-to-head technical proof of concept. And in fact, we have a large number of BMC customers who use Opalis, and we think they'll continue to get great value out of our product. And in fact, in addition to that, we've already had inbound calls from BMC competitors and customers who are interested in taking a look at Opalis technology. To that end, we've got a trade-in program for customers who are either unhappy with RealOps technology or potentially concerned about the direction in which BMC will take that technology. We've got a program we'd be happy to take them over to Opalis.
Charles, thank you for the time today.